criticism is at the top of the list. And if you have a critical nature, or you have a, you know, criticism is sort of in the dynamic of your married relationship, I really encourage you to deal with that. Criticism is something that, well, God didn't call us to be critics in our marriage. We're not our spouse's Holy Spirit. And instead of being critical, if we can build them up and then focus on problems that need to be solved, criticism can go away.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy concludes his series, The Intentional Living Process for Marriage. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome live here to the Intentional Living Studios. We're going to go over to the teaching studio here in just a moment, and as Kurt mentioned, wrap up this series on the Intentional Living Process for Marriage. I promised yesterday that the teaching today not only would include these last two of the top 10, the intentionals, but also I'm going to share some research with you that is pretty powerful. What are the top four things that research shows tend to, you know, put marriages in the ditch? And there's four things. You just heard in the opening there, one of them, criticism. Number one, criticism. It's a killer. But there's three others. We'll get into that in just a moment. Hey, listen, we'd love to hear your feedback on this series, what God's doing in your life, how you're choosing to be intentional in your marriage. Call us and tell us, 888-888-1717. And then all you have to do is press number 2. That takes you to our storyline. And if you want to talk to one of our staff, press number 4. And people have been calling to help us out here in this urgent need for the ministry right now. And I'll tell you more about that and how you can receive this series, including this short series here, these 3 days on intentional living for marriage, this process. I'll tell you how you can get all that here in just a few minutes. And also, just another reminder that tomorrow night, I can't believe it's here, I've been invited to speak in Central Michigan, right in St. John's, Michigan, at a special date night. It's just going to be a fun celebration, and it's all going to benefit a special couple that has a need. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out if you haven't already done so at theintentionallife.com. Getting together, just going out, going for a walk, going to dinner, going to a movie, but just doing something together and get grandma and grandpa to watch the kids. I think that's an important thing to do. In fact, tonight when I go home, we're going to be watching two of our grandchildren as our son and daughter-in-law go out and spend some time together. And that's something, we have fun, it gives us a chance to be with our grandkids, and I know it's something important for their marriage as well. So here's number 9 on the top 10 list. Within the next 7 days, solve a problem together. What's a problem you guys have been having that you're just not getting resolved? Is it a financial issue, putting a budget together, coming up with a plan for in-laws? Maybe it's sitting down and deciding on are you going to keep your home or sell the home or whatever it may be, but there's that kind of elephant in the room sometimes. It just festers and gets bigger and bigger and larger until it gets solved. So there's one thing. And here's a final thought. How about number 10? Find and share a mission together. Come into agreement and unity. There's passion when we're on the same page together. Now, I've given you 10 thoughts, a top 10 list of intentionals. I would encourage you to pick one of those, and for the next 30 days or for the next couple of weeks, make that your priority. And as you do that, you know, you're repeating that action until it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it will multiply in your life, in your marriage. All right, for the first letter E in F-R-E-E, free, the first letter E is to eliminate clutter. There are 6 forms of clutter. There's mental clutter. There's emotional clutter. We have schedule clutter. We have, let me see, what else? Do we have friendship clutter, stuff clutter, and spiritual clutter? This session, I want to focus on one of the areas of clutter in our life that can really wear us out, and it's emotional clutter. You know, clutter are those things that hold us down in our life. And I was thinking, why is it that we collect things? You know, we looked at these different kinds of clutter in our lives. Why is it that we hang on to things, either emotionally or friendships that we shouldn't hang on to, or stuff that we shouldn't hang on to, or things in our schedule? And there are 4 things that came to mind. First of all is laziness. I think some of us, we just, frankly, hang on to clutter because it's more work to get rid of it
than it is to hang on to it. I think a second thing is we're fearful. I think some of us fear losing, you know, those things that we hang on to. Frankly, in the emotional world, we can hang on to anger or resentment or whatever, jealousy, because we're fearful if we get rid of it, what do we do? You know, if I get rid of being angry, that means I've got to be something else. And I think sometimes with these habits that we've developed, I think we can have emotional habits that we collect. And if we can learn to declutter some of these things, and if fear is standing in your way, I encourage you just to challenge that, to trust God, to say, I'm going to not be fearful in dealing with this in my life. I think a third thing, we sometimes hang on to clutter because it's comfortable. You know, look at your home. I mean, there's things that you're comfortable with. And I'm always amazed when I see some of these hoarding shows on television, how people have become almost comfortable with what seems ridiculous to those of us looking in. But I think if we're being honest, to a certain extent, we hang on to emotional clutter in our life, or other forms of clutter, because we're comfortable with it. And a fourth reason I think we hang on to clutter is that we don't know what to do with it. And we don't know what to do. And that's part of this intentional living ministry, is helping us get free from some of these things that keep us from really experiencing God's best. John Gottman is a researcher who has spent his lifetime researching marriage. And he came up with the four things that he's discovered over years of research that he calls the four horsemen of the apocalypse in marriage. And he says if these things are in your marriage, because to a certain extent they show up in many relationships, but if they're fostered and if they're continuing to grow and they become sort of the habit of your marriage, the predictive nature of his research shows that your marriage is likely to fail. You're going to be one of those, you know, 30 or 40% of first-time marriages that end in divorce. So I think it's worth looking at these four in terms of clutter. How, you know, maybe these things are cluttering your life. First of all is criticism. Gottman says that criticism is at the top of the list. And if you have a critical nature, or you have a, you know, criticism is sort of in the dynamic of your marriage relationship, I really encourage you to deal with that. Criticism is something that, well, God didn't call us to be critics in our marriage. We're not our spouse's Holy Spirit. And instead of being critical, if we can build them up and then focus on problems that need to be solved, criticism can go away. Second of all, he found defensiveness to be one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse in marriage. When we become defensive, in other words, when we're trying to communicate and our spouse immediately puts up a barrier, or you put up a barrier, you don't want to hear what they're going to say. You know, you already know what they're going to say. Defensiveness is damaging in marriage. Fourth is contempt. You see how this is getting more serious? Criticism, defensiveness, and contempt. Contempt is a looking down upon another person. It's a, you know, I have contempt for you. You can almost feel it. The word itself is almost painful. And if that's in your marriage, it needs to be, you know, you really need to deal with that. And then fourth is stonewalling, where you simply, you know, cross your arms, as it were, and say, hey, I'm not letting you in. I'm going to put up a wall, and I'm going to keep you out. And so, boy, there's a lot here when we talk about clutter, about emotional clutter. I'd encourage you to just really pray about, think about these four, and maybe one of those is something that you want to work on, maybe for the next 30 days. You say, hey, I'm going to choose for the next 30 days not to criticize my spouse, period. Well, that's a powerful thing.
You're listening to Dr. Randy's teaching, The Intentional Living Process for Marriage. Just before we get back, I wanted to invite you to our website. We have all sorts of free resources to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. You've got the Intentionals, his blog, ebooks, and videos, just to name a few. So check it out at theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com.
If you treated your marriage like your car, you'd have a better marriage.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Do you ever look at your relationship and think, why doesn't it feel the same way it did when we were first married? Maybe it's because we don't do the same things we did when we were first married. How long has it been since you've written your sweetheart a letter? When's the last time you took a weekend and went away with just the two of you? Have you gotten in the habit of taking the things your person does for you for granted? Look at it like this. You'd never skip getting the oil changed in your car. and expect it to run well after a year. Why do we do that with our marriages? Read some books, talk with a counselor, or just start getting romantic and see what happens. It could be your marriage needs a tune-up. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Now, let's join Dr. Randy back in the Intentional Living teaching studio as he continues the Intentional Living process for marriage.
Boy, there's a lot here when we talk about clutter, about emotional clutter. I would encourage you to just really pray about, think about these four, and maybe one of those is something that you want to work on, maybe for the next 30 days. You say, hey, I'm going to choose for the next 30 days not to criticize my spouse, period. Well, that's a powerful thing. Now, the solution to all this, obviously, as Christians, it comes in prayer. It may come by getting counseling. We have resources here at the Intentional Living Center. We got the book, Starve for Affection. We have a series on loving your marriage, the dynamics of marriage, a small group series that I think you'd find helpful to have an intentional marriage. That's available. We have CDs and other teaching available. So I'd encourage you to check it out at our website. But also to think differently. Emotions are either a result of our thinking or our behavior. I think it's a combination of both. So as we think differently, and the Bible talks about that, and as we behave differently toward our spouse, the emotions will change. And specifically, let me give you an example. Maybe you find that criticism is a problem in your marriage. Change your thought. So the first thought when you see something isn't to criticize them, but taking captive that thought to say, I choose not to criticize my spouse, but in fact, at this very moment, to build them up and encourage them. Boy, you think about how that would make a difference if your spouse were to do that toward you every day. If you got a critical husband or wife, if every day, instead of criticizing, back to the encouragement and building up in your life, boy, that'd make a huge difference in your marriage. I know it would make a difference in any of our lives because encouragement is something that we really desire in our relationships. And then finally, the final E in F-R-E-E is to enjoy and celebrate God's goodness. You know, if you're having success in your marriage and things are going well, maybe you have a good marriage now, celebrate it. You know, I try to tell Donna on a regular basis how blessed we are. We have been blessed. We've got a great family. We've got great kids and our grandkids and our family is healthy and they love the Lord and they're growing. We're not perfect. We've had all sorts of challenges in our extended family, and we've had issues over 40 years of marriage. It's all part of the process of being alive. But if we focus on the blessings and we just enjoy each other as a family, you know, when our whole family gets together and we sit at the table, you know, with the kids and the grandkids, and you know, it might be a madhouse for 30 minutes, but you know, during those 30 minutes we're together, we can talk, we can share, we can look into each other's eyes, encourage each other. There's something powerful that happens when we enjoy and we celebrate God's goodness. And so my encouragement to you this month, as we've been focusing on marriage, is that you can have as good a marriage as you choose to have. I believe that with everything in me. It's a decision that you and I make. And my heart aches when I hear 40% of first-time marriages ending in divorce, and what, 60% of second-time marriages ending in divorce. And I know that the research shows that for true believers of Jesus Christ, where couples are active in their church and they're praying together, that divorce rate is much less. But nonetheless, 20% is still not a good number. See, a 20% failure rate doesn't work for our cars. You know, it doesn't work for our homes. It doesn't work for the appliances that we buy. We wouldn't be satisfied. And I don't think we should be satisfied until we can see in our Christian community
that we're doing a better job to help each other, encouraging each other to be intentional in our relationship in marriage. And I want you to know that as a member of Intentional Living, as you support this ministry, you're standing strong for marriages. You're standing strong for parents. You're standing strong that the Word of God will get out and encourage people to live intentionally in their walk with Christ. And I want you to know that we're here for you. If you're struggling, or you have a son or daughter, maybe, or a grandchild that's struggling in their marriage or their family, we're here. Our prayer ministry receives thousands of prayer requests every month, and we'll pray with you and stand with you. We have resources here that we have available that you can use to build a stronger marriage or to have a small group in your home and encourage other marriages. But I want you to know we appreciate your support, and I want to thank you for standing with us here at Intentional Living. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for every man and every woman, every couple, for single moms and dads that are listening. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to share a message of hope and help for living intentionally in Christ. And thank you for these folks who are standing with us in support that make this ministry possible each and every day. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, that wraps up these 3 days. I'm live back here in our Intentional Living studio. 3 days on the Intentional Living process for marriage. I'll tell you how you can receive this in a moment. But before I do, I was thinking, as I was listening to that recording, I would challenge anyone listening, if you can think of a better way to live, a better way in terms of being successful at what matters most than being intentional in Christ, I'd like to know what it is. I mean, if you've got the silver bullet, you know, and it ain't this, then I'd like to know what it is. As we trust God intentionally, as we follow Him intentionally, and as Paul says to us in Philippians 3, I pursue the goal intentionally, and that's really the message. Here's what I know, because I've seen it happen. When we either have a want-to that's big enough or a have-to that hurts enough, we tend to wake up and say, hey, I'm going to get intentional. We may call it something else, but I'm going to get after it. I'm going to do what I know I need to do. Do the next right one thing. And start following what the Bible teaches, what God's impressed on your heart, living in a way that pleases Him. That really is what intentional living is about. We're just kind of master cheerleaders here. That's our job. And to share and equip things that really work, keep bringing us back to Scripture as the basis for all this. That's why this mission in ministry is making a difference, because it's God-ordained, not because of me or anyone else. I can be long gone, and this message can still resonate. And, you know, we could use your help right now. If that makes sense to you, would you stand with us? Your best gift during this urgent need time would be so appreciated right now. And we have a special gift we want to send you. It's this series you just heard on DVD, plus the same process teaching for finance, for your faith, and for parenting as well. All of this is our gift to you. Share the best gift you can. $100 or more would be so appreciated. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thank you for your support.
I'm listening to Marriage Mondays on the radio. I'm 22, and I'm currently in the process of separation, and not quite sure if it's heading towards divorce yet, but I'm wanting to turn everything around, and I've started to learn I can live with God and through God and know that whether these things work out or not, I'm not willing to give up, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to fix it and get closer to God and make my relationship a lot better.
Hi, this is Regina from Dalhart, Texas. I was just listening to your radio show today about intentional living. I think I should be more intentional about my marriage. We've been separated for now about 10 months. I'm just kind of laying back, and I think I need to be more intentional, and I just want to call and tell you I listen to you every day, and thank you. Bye.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name's Nicole. I attended your conference that you gave in Lansing, Michigan in October, and I have faith in our Lord that my husband's salvation will come when it is time and ready in the Lord's time. What I'm intentionally doing in my life is loving Him every single day as I am meant to love Him.
Okay, taking calls on one thing that makes marriage work and last. Becky's in Michigan. Hi there, Becky.
How are you doing, Randy?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Fantastic. What is the one thing that you'd like to contribute today?
Well, I would have to say my husband and I are we have a very strong faith base. Mm-hmm. And so every day we say, we give our life to God and we say, you know, whatever is meant to be today, God, that we can, you know, we can help or do, you know, whatever. And so we believe that whatever happens, good or bad, is meant to be. And, you know, we have to, you know, help someone through it or help ourselves through it. And we have a good sense of humor with that. And that's what gets us through no matter what happens. We said, this is, you know, we gave our day to God, so it just seems to work for us.
You know, there are so many potholes in life, Becky, we can get caught in throughout life. And if you're going to be married more than a day or two, there's a lot of potholes. I mean, you know,
right.
Things that are said or tragedies that occur or any number of things. And getting up and saying, hey, this ultimately is in God's hands. We believe that. We play the part that we've been
right.
called to play. And then you just keep moving. It's a matter of keeping moving every day.
That's true.
So you both have a good sense of humor?
We very much do. Yes, we do.
So
yeah.
you can laugh with each other and not at each other, I guess.
That's right. We're very optimistic. We help in our community. We always try and bring friends and family to the faith, and you know, seeing things on on the positive side. And after mm-hmm. 30 years of marriage, we've met a lot of people, you know, and
Becky, not everybody's so positive though. There's people listening who really wrestle because of personality. Or the way they're wired,
right.
It's easy to get into a down, you know, kind of a funk in life and get stuck. What helps you stay up?
Well, you know, we're both educators, and we see, my husband's a teacher and I'm a teacher's aide, and we see that, and we live with a lot of our students whose home lives are not the greatest. And so we just know that if we can put a smile on their face and help them to see the positive and get through today and, you know, make decisions that, you know, you're going to look at things in not always a negative light.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, when you do that, you always have a smile for them. And it seems to make our day at the end of the day when we can, you know, share, you know, how blessed we are and that, you know, we think that, you know, that we're helping others around us.
All right. Bingo. You hit it right there. And I think as we dug a little deeper, we got to the core of how you stay positive in life. Get outside your own stuff. Get outside of your own aches and pains and problems, which is not easy to do for some of us, and focus on helping others. The scripture says, don't think only of your own interest, but also the interest of others.
Intentional Living is here to equip you with powerful biblical teaching and inspire you with success stories from people living an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I was a freak, a thief, Grand Theft Auto, lied just a lie. Coma for a week and a half after a drug-induced suicide attempt. And that was 20 years ago. There's just so much that God has and is doing, and the intentional living has never been so hard. It's hard, but it is so worth it.
With your gift of $100 or more, you'll help the Intentional Living Center continue to equip and inspire families and eliminate a recent donations shortfall and get back in good shape to continue helping people and families to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. And to say thanks for your much-needed gift of $100 or more, or any amount God leads you to give, we'll send you a brand new DVD with four of Dr. Randy's teachings on the intentional living process for marriage, parenting, finances, and faith. Call now, 888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Boy, thank you for doing that. Everyone and each of you who have picked up the phone or gone online and responded, I just want to say thank you. From our ministry, from our team, for standing with us and standing in support of the ministry of intentional living. It means a great deal. We have a team here that works hard putting these resources together. In this case, I did the teaching in our studio next door here, our teaching studio. and the cameras rolled, and I did the teaching on parenting. I did the teaching on marriage, the one you just heard. This series that we're just wrapping up, we did on finance and faith. And all four of these, as she mentioned, is our gift to you as you share the best gift you can with the ministry. We appreciate it. Thank you for reaching out. Again, go to theintentionallife.com.
My marriage, we struggled and struggled, and I would constantly pray for the Lord to change my husband's heart, and in return, he changed my heart and tendered my heart, and my husband and I have the most amazing marriage. Dr. Randy actually, a long time ago, had a program on where a lady wanted to leave her husband, and he said for 30 days to do things to please him and see how that went, and I did that, and just the Lord is just working amazingly in our life.
That's cool. You listen, you know, there's so much behind the stories that you hear. You know, you might be thinking, oh, I mean, she does nice things to a guy who's a jerk. I mean, is that how you're going to respond? And she chose to reach out and love him, just love him. And he responded. Now, obviously, there's limits. Obviously, there's boundaries. You know, I know all the teaching, and we teach it as well. There's points where you got to be tough. But love is also tender. You got to know the balance. You have to have maturity and counsel. But I will tell you this, even in that, when you make the decision to be tough or you make the decision to be tender, you make it intentionally. And when you do, it's very transformational in life. And that's what this is all about. You know, we've just gone through the intentional living process for marriage. And I mentioned to you that we take this same process and I taught it again, reinforcing the same principles, but for finance. And that's what we're going to start tomorrow. We're going to transition tomorrow into this series on finance. So I hope that you'll join us. But all four of these topics, parenting, finance, for marriage, and faith, all on one DVD. And we've been making it available. And I want to thank those of you who've given a special gift, a special love gift during this urgent need. Your gift right now will help this ministry meet the financial shortfall that we've experienced. And I want to thank you for reaching out. So all you have to do is come on over to our website, theintentionallife.com. Click donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4, take you right to our staff. Again, 888-888-1717. All right, I got about 25 seconds, just enough time before we wrap up the program to remind you that tomorrow night in St. John's, Michigan, we're having a really special, and I say special because it's something added to the schedule, in St. John's, a date night for couples in mid-Michigan. And I'm teaching. We're going to have a great time. And if you haven't gotten your tickets, check it out. Again, at the website, theintentionallife.com. Tomorrow, intentional living process for finances. We'll see you then.